Bezalel Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Gezeilah Baveda, in the laws of robbery and of a lost object, and the saving the Zikin, in the book of damages. In this Perek, we discuss regarding what's known as Kinyanei HaGezeilah, the acquisition of a stolen object, regarding its increase, its benefits, and regarding as it relates to Shinui, regarding changing the item, and regarding Yish of the only giving up hope of getting it back. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph regarding the acquisition of the stolen object, and its increase. Hagizela shaloi nishtanis. So if the stolen object is not changed from how it originally was, elarehi kamesha haisa, rather it's exactly as it was when this person stole it. So ava bishanis yosha ba'alim, and although the owner's already gave up hope of getting it back, the ava bishamesa gazlan, and even if the one who stole it already died, v'rebiad banav and his children have possession of it, doesn't make a difference. It itself has to return to the owner as is. Now, the nishtanis be'ar hagazlan, but if it changed form in the hand of the robber, then even if the owners did not even give up hope from it yet, the robber has acquired it with the deviation, the change that it went through. So then he only pays the monetary value, he could keep the item. And how much value does he give it according to how much it was when he stole it? Because that is now his object, and the increase is his. As the Rambam continues, halacha beis v'din zeh. Now this halacha, two things. That the gzeila that doesn't change has to be given back as is. And if it did change, he pays the monetary value, is din tayru. That's biblical law. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, me'yikra v'heishav as a gzeila shagazal, he gives back the stolen object that he stole. Me'piash mulam, from tradition, they learned, what does this mean? Imhi kisha gazala, if it's exactly as it was when he stole it, mishal ma'isah, then you have to pay it back. But if it's not as he stole it, rather it changed, then Misham Demeh, then he only pays back the monetary value. That's according to biblical law. But Yisyashu Habala Mimeno. Let's say the owner gave up hope of getting it back. V'loin Nishtanis. And it didn't change. How's that? So we're talking about, for example, let's say there's a cow that became pregnant by the robber and gave birth. So it's exactly as it originally was. Now, Kona Hagazin Kol HaShevach. So in this case, the robber does acquire all the increase, which it increased, after the owner already gave up hope, and the ein mishalom elik shasik zeila, and he's only going to pay how much it was when he stole it. In other words, he's only going to give back the cow, which is what it was when it was stolen, without the children, which became pregnant and was born in the robber's possession. Now, this is really only for rabbinic law. To institute, to make it easier for those who want to repent and do tshuva, because if you're going to make him give back the children that were born by him, he's not going to do tshuva. And that's the takana, because again, mitzad adin, from the ikra halacha, he would have to give back also the shlach, because the yish itself is not kaina, and there was no shinik. But from rabbinic law, he doesn't have to give back the shvach. Now, kshemach is l'hagzeila, so how do you actually go ahead and do this? When you give back the stolen object, shomaloi hashevach benitla menanigla, you evaluate how much is the increase that it was by the robber after the original owner gave up hope, and you take that from, you collect that from the victim. Meaning, we're talking about, for example, let's say the cow was stolen and then became pregnant, and they gave back the cow before it gave birth, because if it gave back birth, we just hold on to the children. But here, the children weren't born yet, so he gets back from the nigzal how much was the shevach that he made. Now, Halacha Gimel continues with the Halacha of Shinui, discussing that of what's called Shinui Rishus, a certain type of change of domain. Let's say Mechara HaGazlan, let's say the robber sells it, and the son of Mamatan, or he gifts it to someone else. So, Afa Pesheloi Nishtan Zagzeli, even though the actual stolen object itself didn't change, and therefore the Gazlan didn't acquire it, it's not going to be given back the item itself from the consumer. The consumer does not have to give back the actual item. The reason is, since the owner gave up hope, and the fact that he gave up hope is whether that was before it was sold or gifted to this other person, whether it's after it was already sold and given, doesn't make a difference. The consumer is going to be acquiring it with two entities together. When it's actual shinui, so that itself, change it, that's itself is enough. But here, it's only shinui reshus, change the domain, but together with yish, that's going to, the two of them together, is going to make it that the item does not have to return as is, meaning the item itself. Halacha dalad, hagoizel v'hishbiach. Someone stole an item, and he increased its value. Umacher, and he sold it. Oy, or similarly, hayrish, if he bequeathed it, as he yerushit to someone else, lifnei yish, before yish. So, you have shin rishus without yish, which does not acquire mitzad de ikar halacha. Just like yishur adshin rishus is not kaina. So that would be primarily, like we said in the previous halacha, has to be yishur adshin rishus. Here, it's before yish. But in spite of that, mashe hishbiach hayrish. What he increased the value, he has bequeathed. Umashe hishbiach macha, when he made an increased value, that he has sold. And b'kon lekecha yirish as a shabach. So the consumer or the yirish, the inheritor, acquires that increase. And therefore, b'nitl d'me hashabach, he could collect the amount of the increase of value min anizal from the victim. Umas lehgzela, but he does give back the actual stolen item itself because daddy has not been kind with shin rishos again because it wasn't yirish yet. But again, the shevach he does collect. And then the victim goes back and he collects the amount of the increase of the value min hagazlan from the gazlan, because the gazlan has not acquired the shevach because the kansa shavim was only for the shevach after yish. And here in this case, shavei loin nesiyish because the owner never gave a pope. But it's only for the lekeach. Same thing as, let's say, the gazlan wasn't mashbiach, but the lekeach was mashbiach, or the yerush himself, then nitla shevach min nigzal, the he could collect the shevach that he made from the nigzal, and that's obviously that's something he gets to keep himself. Alocha, hey, mochar gazlan lagoy. Let's say the gazlan sold it to a non-Jew. So here, avav b'shashbiach lagoy, even if the Gentile, he increased its value, it's going to have to go back to the original owner with the shevach, and the Bailim don't have to pay for the shevach because the goy has not acquired it, in contrast to the Yisrael. Machar ha-goy li-Yisrael achar shashbicha. Now let's say the Gentile, he then sells it to a Yisrael after he increased its value. Now, hoyu v'hagazan Yisrael, so there's three people. Yisrael stole it, sold it to the goy, and the goy sold it to Yisrael. In this case, hoyu v'hagazan Yisrael v'zeh shibiyad Yisrael, since the one who stole it is Yisrael, and the one who has it now is Yisrael, so kana shevach. So then we say that the last Yisrael has acquired the Shabbach, but Vimtav is a Nigzal, if the victim does grab it away from him, Imitzimiyod, you don't take away from him, because ultimately, there's a question that wasn't answered in the Gemara, and therefore whoever has it, we don't take away from him out of a Safik, but therefore whichever one that's by, we say, okay, you don't take it away. Halachavav continues with the acquiring of the Shabbach. So he says, Kvar Ba'an, we already explained in Halacha Beis, Shagzeilo Sheshbicha Achar Yeish. The gzela, the stolen object that was increased in value after the original owner gave a pope, so after that it changed, it was already shinui. So that hashavach legazan. Now we said that increase belongs to the gazan, the takon shom, because of the institution that it'll make him want to repent, and that is afa b'shishbicha mela. Even if the increase of the value was something that happened by itself, ketzah hasa. As Ram explains, let's say gazal par. Let's say he stole a cow, but the nesapet slave became pregnant by him. He didn't do anything; it became pregnant. Whether he gave birth before he was taking him to court, and the shevach at the time of the court case was already not there on the stolen item. Or even if it didn't even give birth yet, and the shevach was still on the stolen item. Or let's say a similar case, gazel rachel. Let's say he stole a sheep. Now it carried now on itself. The wool came covered with wool. He grew it. Now, ben shekizaz a kumshet tavoy b'din. Whether he did the shearing of the wool before he took him to court, ben shadayin lekizaz, or whether he wasn't even shorn yet. But hayav b'nesiyah shabam, since the owner had given up hope, misham k'shasek zela. So then he only has to pay how much it was worth when it was stolen. V'myaldu gizaza. Now, if he gave birth and he did the shearing of the wool, hagizav avlo d'shal gazlan. So again, so we're saying, so the sharings and the children belong to the gazan, but the madain lo yod the gazaza. But if he didn't yet give birth and he didn't do the sharings yet, so shamali. So we evaluate for him, and because he's giving it back to the animal, it's on the animal. But nitla shevach when the next one he takes the shevach from the victim, and he gives back the actual animal itself, because again, yish is not kaina, so the animal is not his. But we do have this halacha of takanas hashavim, which Rambam seems to put into two halachas. That im yodo the gizaza, in other words, that the shvach is already not on the gizela, then the shevach itself belongs to the gazan, and he pays kashas gizela. In other words, he gives back the gizela empty as it was. And then there's vimdain lo yilod the gizaza. In other words, if the shevach is still on the stolen item, so the nigzal is going to get it back, but then the monetary value is going to go back to the gazan. Halacha zayin, gazal par mubaris. Let's say someone steals a pregnant cow. The only gives a pope, and then gives birth by the gazan. Or let's say Rachel Tuna. Let's say you have a sheep that's laden with wool. The Nesiyah Shabbam only gives the poor back because then he doesn't need the shearing of the wool. So Mishalim, how do you pay? Because we're saying it's Kshas Gezela. It's Mishalim Dmei Parahoy Medes Leilid. You have to pay back the monetary value of a cow that's waiting to give birth, which is as it was when it was stolen. Or Dmei Rochel Medes Legaz. You have to pay back the monetary value of a sheep that's waiting to be shorn. That's if it's L'Achayish, because we say that therefore then he's coining because of Takan Sashadim. Now Vimlof Neyish. Now, but let's see, it was before the owner gave a pope. It couldn't shouldn't stand, or before there was any change done to the animal. Yoldo Gezaza, the animal gave birth, or the wool was shorn. So then we said before years, so then we did not take consider shabbat. Then we say that the shearings and the children belong to the original owner. Now the avibishin sabbat nitzad nubiyat hagazna, even though it became pregnant or became laden with the wool in the possession of the robber, and for sure if it was already pregnant before he stole it. But since the owner did not give a pope, and we said before years, the gazan is not clean even the shevach, and not even for takan sashom, like we said in Lacha Beis, and v'loin ishtanis, and nothing, there was no change done to the stolen item. So then hagzeh lebishos bo'leh ha'idan. That means to say the stolen item then is still in the possession of the owner, because the change that was done by pregnancy and birth is a very slight change, and that's not considered a shina maisa. So it's still going to be considered his. Ava b'shagaz n'chayv b'nasel. Although the robber is liable for anything bad that happens to the animal, even beyond his control, but it's still considered that it's the owner's, and therefore it belongs to the owner. Halacha ches. Ganav v'gazel. So someone steals or robs. V'hiktish, and there's a debate how to translate the next part, word v'tavach. Is it or v'tavach? Or is it actually part of the same case? And it's actually part of the chiddush of, which is, if someone slaughtered something that is makdish, if it's his, then it's actually liable of shchutei chutz, which that might be what the Rama means to say, of shleihei chote nisker. So, or it could be or, depending on what the interpretation of the Rambam is. But the hikdash, and he sanctifies, and then the tavach, he slaughters it achash and osir shabayim after the owner gave a pope, which harehi b'shus ha-gazlin. So it's in the possession of the gazlin, mishoshek dishul b'vat, only from when he sanctified it, because then he acquires it with the yirsh and shin Hashem. By changing the title, went from Chulin to Hektish. And the reason why we're doing this is Kedoy Shaloy Hechoy Teniskus, that the sinner shouldn't gain. And here we're saying that he is liable, that it's like as if he slaughtered Shchutei Chutz by being Makdish it now, and he's slaughtering it. And V'chol Valdei Seh, V'gidze Seha. Now, all the children, all the shearings of the wool, Mishas Geneva, Achas Hektish, up until when it was sanctified, Hashabam, belonged to the owner. But after that, again, we say then he acquires it, then it belongs to him, but that he shouldn't gain, we say that actually, yeah, it is something that we consider as yours, and if it was yours, then you would be able to be makdish, and then you actually did shchutei chutz because of the fact of what you stole, and for that, we're not going to let you gain, and yes, it's going to be considered yours even for that. Halacha test, now, Ben Ramon, when we say this, that there's a difference regarding the increase of the stolen object, if it's before Yish, which we said then it doesn't belong to him, or after Yish, is b'shevach abo me'elav, specifically by the increase that came by itself, which didn't cost the gazan anything. Kugan gizah the blood, where the wool comes by itself, and the child happens by the pregnancy of the animal by itself. That's where it's a difference of before yish or after yish of the owner. But let's say the animal was lean and he fattened it up. Then afilif ne'yish, and even if before the owner gave up hope, noitel min anigzel shevach apitim, then the gazan will collect from the victim the value of how much he fattened it up. And so to any similar type of increase that was an expense for the gazan, he will get back even before the years of the owner. Now, halacha yud, after we already explained the first halacha in this parak, which spoke about a stolen object that did not change in the possession of the gazan, now the Rambam explains the last halacha, which discussed regarding if it did change in the hand of the gazan, which now he qualifies what's considered as a shina. So Shina Chesla B'Yasav, regarding a change in the stolen object that could be going back to what its original state was. So then in the Shina, it does not qualify as a change, and therefore the Gazan does not acquire the stolen object, and he has to give back the item itself. Kid said, how so? So Gozel ate some. Let's say someone stole wood. V'dibkom b'masmeidim, and he connected the piece of wood with nails. V'asmeidim tev, and they made a box out of it. Ein Shina is not considered a change. Shadei Efshla Farkum, because you could undo it, take out the nails. V'chayim luchas k'shayim, it's going to be back boards as originally was. So to halacha yirav, gozel afer v'asol levena. Let's say someone stole earth, and he made bricks. Lo'kan hasn't acquired it. Why? He changed it. No, shim yadik levena, because if you crush the bricks, taksa afer k'shayis, it's going to go back to earth as it originally was. Let's say gozel lashon shamatechas. Let's say someone stole sheets of metal. Vasomat Be'ah, and he made a coin out of it. Loikon, he hasn't acquired it. Why? Shem Yatach Amat Be'ah, because if someone smelts the coin, so Yavzal Loshen Kishayis is going to go back to metal sheet as it was. And something like that, if it's, it could go back to its original state, that's not considered a shinui to be koinum the gezela. Now, Alochet Be'ah, in contrast, Avol, but Hagoyzel Eitz Masur Afam, but let's say someone steals wood and he burns the wood. Or the kitzim and he cuts it. Or he carves out of them, or some kid makes vessels out of them. Or Yishagosel Tzemer, let's say he steals wool. Utsavai and he dyes it, or nips it, or he combs it, or Belibnoi, or he whitens it. Or Yishagosel Tvi, or he steals spun threads. Vaso Beg, and he makes a garment out of it. Or Yishagosel Levein, Vaso Afam, or he steals a brick and he makes earth out of it. Or Yavonim, Vasisan, or he takes the stones and he chisels it and smooths it out. Or he moist Vatikhan, or he takes coins and he smelts it down. Then actually that's going to be a shinui by him, because Shem Yasim Bayis Achayis, if you say, what do you mean? The metal sheet could go back to being a coin. Yeah, but Pan Chadoshin, that's what's called a new face. It's a new entity. It's not the original coin. And Mechayin Kutz, if you say anything like that, that it can't go back to what it originally was, and therefore then he's going to be kind of with that shinui. Now, if someone steals old coins, v'shafan, and he smooths it, v'chitshan, and he makes it like new. Like Kanye hasn't acquired it. Why? Because it's going to get back old and it's going to go back to its original state, what it originally was. Now, let's say Gozal Mois Chadosh of Yishan. Let's say the other way around. Let's say he steals new coins and he makes them old. Kanye has acquired it. Why? If he's going to make it new, Pan Chadosh, it's a new coin. It's not the same old thing that is. It's like a new thing and it's not that same old thing. And therefore, it's not a Shin that's going to go back to its original state. Gozal Deka Mechubur Ketzatzi. Let's say someone steals a tree that's connected to the ground and he cuts it down. Loikana, he hasn't acquired it because it was a tree, it's still a tree, even when it's cut down. And it didn't change, not in its name and not in its appearance. And I feel like Kurasa Chulis Chulis, even if he chops it down in pieces, in like round rings of the tree, because it's still called Chaloya Sheldekel, it's still called the tree, just with an addendum. Now, Salkaitis, but he makes beams out of it, then Kani's acquired, which is what's called Shina Maisa, he changed it now in its form. And he would only pay the monetary value, not the item itself. Halach yidalt. Gozal kareis gedolos. Let's say someone stole large beams. But so katanis, he made them into small beams. So loikana, he hasn't acquired it because it's still called beams, albeit that he changed it. Asan luchis, now if he made boards out of them, until where it actually changed the name of it. It's not called a beam anymore, it's called boards. Then kana, he's acquired it because that's a shinui in its name. Gozal lulav. Let's say someone stole a palm frond, a lulav. And the hifrid olav, and he pulled off the leaves. So Kana Ha'olam, he has acquired the leaves because that was a Shina Maisa, because now it became leaves and it's called leaves, not a lulav. It can never go back to being a lulav because a lulav is when the leaves are connected to the spine. Let's say Gozal Olam Asan Chofi. Let's say he stole leaves and he made like a type of a broom to sweep the house, which is that you split each leaf into two. So Kana has acquired it with a Shina Maisa because it's never going to go back to being leaves because you already split the leaves into two. Gozal Talib and Asa'ah, let's say someone stole a lamb and became a ram, which is when it goes from its first year to its second year. Or Igal Nasashar, from a calf to an ox, it just got older. But ultimately, it changed now because of its age. Had his Ashina Biyadu, because no, the change happened by in his possession, he's acquired it. Or Misham, therefore, he's going to only pay as it was worth when he stole it. Even if the owner did not give up hope, because Ashina Mais is kind of even without Yish, and the fact that there's a change that happened when it went from a calf to an ox and from a lamb to a ram is considered like a shina maisa. Halachat Hezbav, regarding the takana, that we don't pay up just the difference. Let's say gozal kli shvar. Let's say someone stole a vessel and he broke it. Ain't shamala hipchas. We don't evaluate that depreciation. We don't say, okay, let the victim take the broken pieces and I'll pay the difference between a intact one and the broken one. No, Elam Shalom Dumb, he has to pay the whole monetary value of what he stole. But Kliya Shabbat Shal Gazlan, and the broken vessel belongs to the thief, to the robber. Now, let's say the owner wants those broken pieces, then he can take it, and then the robber pays the difference. Because this whole institution was only for the benefit of the owner. And if they don't want them, that's the volition is the permission is in their hand. Anything like that. Let's say he stole an animal and died. Again, if the owner wants somehow this dead animal, fine. Then he just pays the difference. Halacha de Zayin finishes off with, let's say it's not so much shevach of making something increase, but let's say it is as it was, but there's just inflation. The price goes up. So let's say he stole an object that it wasn't changed, and therefore the gazan has to give it back as it is. But the hooker went up in price. Although the owner gave up hope, and we said in Lacha Beis that because of Tekan Zashavim, the Shavach after years goes to the Gazlan. This goes back to the owner, as is. And the robber doesn't get any of it. Why? Because they did not institute that the Gazlan gets the Shavach after years. El Kagoyin only cases like, for example, Gizas of Lodis, regarding the sharings of the wool and of the offspring, where, because if you're going to take it away from the Gazlan, we're concerned that he's not going to want to do tshuva. Of a shevach ayeker, but the increase of because of price, im hoisa gzeilach ezes beineha, if the stolen object would go back as it is in the zeichaba, that he doesn't get. Meaning, if the stolen object wasn't around anymore, for example, let's say the vessel broke by itself, then you're right, the gazan wouldn't pay the increased price, rather how much it was worth beforehand. But if it is as it is and he's just a stolen object, the fact that it wouldn't have price, that's not going to stop him doing tshuva. That he realizes that's not it. But if something that was a offspring, if something that came out of that, that would stop him, and therefore that was part of the Tekan Hashem, but not the increase in price.